It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Nicki Minaj wants this on the record. She blanking loves Kylie Jenner, but not Travis Scott. She cleared the air yesterday on her Queen radio show over a video TMZ posted showing Kylie trying to avoid Nicki on the VMA's red carpet this week. She said Kylie's nothing more than an innocent bystander in this clear beef between her and Travis and the music biz.
She's not a musician. She has nothing to do with this. She supported her man as she should. So we're not, my fans and I are not feeding into this. We love Kylie.
The man who murdered John Lennon will remain behind bars after his 10th unsuccessful parole hearing. Mark David Chapman, who's now 63, was turned down again this week. No reasons have been made yet public, but Yoko Ono sent the parole board a letter asking that Chapman remain in the Wendy Correctional Facility in upstate New York, not only for the safety of her and her family, but for his own safety. Chapman shot Lennon in New York City in 1980. He is up again for parole in about 2 years. Chapman's wife recently told the UK Mirror that he talked of killing Lennon 2 months before actually doing so.
And why didn't you say something, lady?
That's what I was wondering. How is she not culpable for something, you know?
Speak up.
Dylan McDermott and Connie Britton are joining the cast of American Horror Story Apocalypse. Every time this song comes on, you know I dance. I get so hyped. I'm so excited.
It's funny how you have the same dance to every music bed.
The two played husband and wife, Ben and Vivian Harmon, in the first installment of American Horror Story, but it's not known who they will play in this upcoming season. It's Britton's first time returning to the franchise since season one, while McDermott briefly appeared in Asylum. I freaking love that show. So if I have any other HAS or AHS fans listening, then I know that you're super excited too. And this is just so wild. Justin Bieber bought a $5 million mansion in Ontario, Canada, with its own private horse racing track. Why?
Ladies and gentlemen!
I understand stables and owning horses, but a horse racing track? Very bizarre.
You gotta bet on something, I don't know.
The property has 101 acres with a private lake, temperature-controlled wine room, hello, private gym, heated floors, private equestrian facility with stables and a 5 to 8 mile racetrack, and the living space is 9,000 square feet with 4 bedrooms, 6 baths, 3 fireplaces, a game room, and a movie theater.
You gotta do it like that guy from back in the day, like Lifestyles of Rich and the Famous, like, a 5,000 square foot home, oh,
he has one of my favorite voices of all time. I know that guy's name, and now I can't think of
it. I want to say Richard Branson, and it's not Richard Branson. I know. It's
no,
like,
that's not it.
Live the Web Girl, can you Google Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous, tell us the guy's name that hosted that, and just let us know as we get going here?
I can't think of what that dude's name is,
yeah,
but I love
we'll
that show.
That.
Why isn't it on anymore? I want it to come back.
That they had MTV Cribs, which was like the modern day version of it.
Yeah.
And
I used to love watching that, though, on VH1. You know, VH1 and MTV have been slacking on the shows they've had on.
Robin Leach?
Yes! That's
Robin,
it.
Robin Leach.
He is the best voice of all time. So anyway, that's the garbage.
Thank you very much, Alex.